Hello, this is Martin Ratcliffe. I'm originally from England, where I grew up as an amateur astronomer, and now working in the planetarium world in the United States. I often use my own telescope from my own house as well to observe the sky. One of the most obvious things in the sky is that it is dark between the stars. The question is, why? For a moment, just imagine that you're standing in a forest of infinite size and infinite age that goes on far beyond the horizon you can see. In every direction that you look, you will see the branch of the branch or trunk of a tree. In between the gaps between the trees, further away, the trunks will get smaller, but there will be more of them filling those gaps. If you double the distance, there are more than four times as many trees. Now, the interesting thing in the sky is if the universe was infinite in age and size, we should be able to see stars in every direction. So the nearby stars, there would be a certain number, but as the volume increases, there will be an increasing volume of stars. And in every gap between the stars, we would see clusters of stars filling those spaces. Further and further away, there are more and more stars and more bright points of light. If you take that to its logical conclusion, the entire sky should be shining as bright as the surface of the sun. Yet it is dark. This is a situation where you have to think through why this is. And so what astronomers have now realized is the reason the sky is dark at night is that the universe is not infinite in age or size, but it actually had a beginning. And light has only reached us from stars that are as far away as the beginning time of the universe. In other words, about 13 to 14 billion years. Any stars beyond that, their light has not reached us yet. And so what we see now is a snapshot of the universe today in which there are still gaps between the stars that are dark. And the reason the sky is dark at night is because of the hot Big Bang and the finite age of the universe, and we can determine this from this one simple observation, thinking it through. Why is the sky dark at night? One of the most amazing thought experiments you can do underneath the night sky.